When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Well, welcome back to the SCP Files. I am your host and GM, Aaron, and joining me are our players. Starting with...
Ariel. I play the scientist Eleanor Maldana.
Daniel, I play the research analyst kind of scientist, not as scientific-y as Eleanor. It's more electronics.
And unfortunately, Mark will not be joining us this evening. He is not feeling well, but he will be back. He will be fine. But at any rate, let's dive in. So where we last left off, you four had to take on a Bigfoot after narrowly escaping and your D-class personnel suffering major wounds. You got about 2 miles away and unfortunately he died by the morning light. Where we dive in, you can see over the horizon the site that was referred to you. Though you were told it was 10 miles away, it seems much closer. And Crow begins to drop to his knees and pass out.
Bill.
Yes?
Do you happen to have a shovel by any chance? Anything to dig?
Looks like that's a no.
You have that bear trap still?
Yep.
Well, I don't. I understand he was a serial killer. He still deserves a proper burial.
You know, we still have crazed people after us, right?
Yes, Bill. I need to take a break before we start carrying Arlo. Must sit down.
As you sit down, the exhaustion finally hits you. You've been up for nearly a full day. You are both exhausted and tired, and it's really graining on you.
Perhaps we should take a nap. We could be awake in shifts.
Agreed.
How awake are you right now?
You sound more tired than me.
I am. Okay, I'm laying down. I'm going to use Arlo as a pillow.
You're going to use the unconscious Arlo as a pillow?
Yep. And I am going to sleep.
Okay. So you just go straight to sleep. So I need you, our lovely computer analyst, to go ahead and roll me 2 awareness checks. Sorry, alertness checks.
That would be a 1% for the first one.
Okay, you don't need to roll any further. With that critical success, you are on high alert the whole time. You don't really see anything, but in the distance, because you guys, I'll paint a picture for you. You are on what seems to be like a hilltop, a very tall hilltop, and as you look down in the distance, you can see this site. And with your alertness roll, you finally make out what it is. At first, it just looked like a normal SCP structure with the barbed wire fencing and everything else. But as you look, what lies amidst the trees is an IKEA building. And you see a few movements down there, but not much.
So I'm just going to watch the building area, but also kind of try and pay attention to our surroundings too.
As you watch the building area, you see all of a sudden, as you're, you know, about 3 hours into watching this, all of a sudden, a huge amount of people storm the front of the building. And you see some sort of movement out of the front of the building, and this large group of people just swarms over that one moving object. And then they swarm away from the building just as fast as they came.
I'm not going to say anything to them at all.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure they don't know I'm up here. I could draw attention to myself.
Okay. So as the next couple hours go by, your eyelids begin to get heavy. And you cannot wait for the next 30 seconds for your shift to be over.
So you mean I pass out before the time, or?
Mm-hmm. So you fall asleep. When you both wake up, it is, I'd say, mid-afternoon, midday. The sun's sitting low in the sky. You both stretch, and Arlo Crow is still unconscious. And now there are flies gathering around the corpse of the D-class personnel.
Bill, why didn't you wake me up if you were tired?
Apparently I couldn't wait 30 more seconds.
Oh my. Well, I'm glad nothing happened.
No, but there is an IKEA just down the way.
We don't have time to shop.
I don't think it's a shopping place. There's like barbed wire and everything else around the building.
Is that where we're supposed to go, isn't it?
I assume.
An IKEA building?
It's IKEA on the side of it.
Huh. Well, good camouflage, I suppose, even though it's out in the middle of nowhere. All right, let's get going. I'm going to attempt to pick up Crow.
Okay. So one more thing I want to note as you're looking at the IKEA building with your critical success for your alertness. You also noticed that there is a very large satellite tower on top of this IKEA.
Also a satellite tower on top of the IKEA.
Perfect, as I hoist him over my shoulders, because that's a 39 under 60.
Yep, you firemen carry him. So where to now?
Guess we're going shopping.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go eat some shitty meatballs. So, as you prepare for your next, what appears to be 3 mile trek to this facility, you first slowly but carefully trek down the hillside, and you finally get to flatland, and you travel through the forest for quite some time, taking breaks here and there to make sure you don't overexert yourself. And finally, you get to the front gates of this facility. Now, there are no arms guardsmen here, and the door is wide open.
It was nice knowing you, Bill.
There were people earlier. They went in, and then they came out as quick as they went in.
It was nice knowing you. I'm gonna walk in.
Okay, so you walk in through the fence line. You got Crow strapped on your back still?
Yep.
Okay. So you walk in, and as soon as you pass what looks to be like a security guard checkpoint, you walk into this little courtyard area, and there are body parts strewn across the way.
I'm looking back at Bill.
I couldn't see that from far away. I just saw people. So
We're supposed to go in here, right? We're supposed to go to the satellite and climb up it, right? We're
supposed to send a message.
And send a message.
To Europe.
To Europe. Well?
And we're not supposed to take anything.
Correct.
So no sales.
So I'm not going in the building yet. I'm going to find a clear spot that doesn't have body parts on it. I'm gonna lay Arlo down.
Okay.
no use in him getting killed as well.
As long as he stays passed out.
True. Well, here I go. Going in.
You're going into the IKEA.
Let's go shopping.
What are you doing?
Do we see like a roof access from anywhere visible?
Roll me an alertness.
11 out of 21. Is that another critical
type? That is another critical. So, though you don't see one from where you're standing in the front of this building, as she begins to walk through the door, it dawned on you that usually on these commercial style buildings, the roof access ladders are on the back half of the building.
Hey, before you go in, we might be able to access this from the roof if there's a access ladder, but it'd probably be on the rear of the building.
Good point. So I'm gonna walk back to him and go around back.
Yep. So as you both go around back, you do see a roof access ladder. It looks probably about 60 foot tall. It's a decently sized ladder. Leads all the way up to the roof, but unfortunately there's a 20-foot, looks like some sort of door covering over the ladder itself. Padlocked.
I'm going to check my pocket.
Okay.
For a key.
No key.
Where did that key go? I put it in my pocket specifically. I'm going to go back to Crow.
Mm-hmm.
And check him because he had taken my key beforehand.
He does have a key.
Taking it.
Okay.
Well, see if this works. Start climbing. Right? Because you said a ladder and then a door.
No, it's a door.
Before the ladder.
Before the ladder.
All right. Well, I'm going to try the lock.
As you stick the key in the lock devours the key. The lock literally grows teeth and starts to devour the key.
That didn't work, Bill.
So, I don't think we should try and go through this door.
I need you both to make me sanity rolls.
Nope, 98 out of 58.
Okay.
96 under, over 75.
Well, with your SCP experience, the sanity loss isn't much. You just need to roll or flip a D2 for me.
One.
So yeah, it does phase you slightly. It kind of jars you and startles you back, but it's not uncommon for crazy things to happen involving SCPs.
What do you propose now, Bill?
Well, I kind of wonder how all those body parts got out there. Doesn't that involve researching?
It does, and I can't do that, remember?
We can see if the door eats things, too. I'm going to go around front.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up a random limb.
Okay.
And I'm going to toss it in the doorway.
Yeah. The doors slide open, and the arm falls in the store, and the doors slide closed.
I'm going to...
And then they open again, because the arm landed on the switch. To keep the doors open and closing.
Looks like the arm's fine.
Are we going to be fine, though?
I mean, we might be limbless, I guess.
That's not ideal, Bill. Not ideal at all.
Well, we're in IKEA. Maybe they built limbs here. It's to keep the tension down. That's why I joke.
Well, we can't go in the back because it devoured my key. The only way in is through the door.
Well, you want me going first? Or you want to go first?
I'll go in. So I'm going to walk in.
So the door slides open and you hear the dinging, the greeting, if you will, every time you enter a store and the door slides closed behind you.
Is it like a glass door?
Yeah.
I'm going to wave at Bill.
I'm going to wave back.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, I guess he's wanting me to do this. So I'm going to turn around and look for, I guess it would probably be towards the back or on the sides, access to the top, anything.
So you're saying you're going to be walking around?
Yeah, looking for anything.
So are you walking away from the front of the store? Are you heading like past the shelves and the displays and things?
Yes.
Okay. So the minute you get out of eyesight of the door, you immediately feel displaced.
I'm getting that feeling again.
As you turn around to look where the door was, it is gone. As you're looking around the IKEA, it seems abnormally large. You feel uncomfortable here. And as you continue to kind of look around you, there's no discernible direction from where you came from.
I'll just keep pressing forward.
Okay. So as you continue forward for quite some time, we're going to bring it back to you. So what are you doing outside of this door?
Well, I was just waiting for her to give me the go-ahead, but she just continued on.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I can make us both lost, so I guess I'll go inside as well.
Okay, so you go inside after a few moments, and you see her walking through and disappearing behind some shelves. You walk on in. The door, again, slides open. And a bell greets you. And as you walk past this area, the door slides shut. You find yourself inside of a normal, everyday-looking IKEA.
I don't usually go to these because I'm stuck, you know, in base. I'll go look for her.
Okay, so as you continue to press forward, you eventually pass a few aisles and feel the same displacement. You feel on edge and uneasy. And as you look around again for you, you too cannot discern a size or distance in this IKEA. It is abnormal, and the door is gone for you as well. Now I need you, Doc, to go ahead and roll me an alertness.
I'm probably going to fail. Yeah, that's 100.
Yeah, no, you're very on edge right now with this, and you are not listening to anything at all. Are you continuing to walk?
If I'm feeling super nervous right now, I'm going to stop. I'm going to grab Squeakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to hold him and pet him because he is my bond, so to calm myself down.
Okay. So you're just going to stay in place and continue to pet Squeakers.
To try to calm myself. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to continue to look for her.
Yeah, I'll be like, hello.
So go ahead and roll me an alertness.
That is a 10%. I almost thought it was 100, but I forgot that's double zero if I have 100. But no, it's 10.
So you got a 10%. So
yes.
As you're walking around and you're yelling, hello, hello, you hear what sounds like shuffling boxes coming from the other side of an aisle.
Can I easily get to this other aisle? Oh, yeah. I'll, like, look around the edge of this aisle.
So you're just going to kind of peek out?
Yeah, I'm going to.
So as you peek out, you see what seems to be another person in blue pants and yellow shirt. And they seem to be a little on the tall side. And they're bent over messing with some boxes.
That's fine. So I'm just peering over the edge or around the edge. I'm going to be like in my head, nope. And I'm going to go back to my aisle and I'm going to continue forward.
Okay.
Ignoring this person because I'm not taking anything with me. So I don't want to interact with anybody I don't know.
Okay. So are you going to continue to walk around?
Yes.
Okay. So as you both continue, well, yeah, I'm assuming you're just going to stay put.
Yeah, until I calm down.
Okay. Well, after you calm down, are you going to continue walking?
Yeah, I'll stick Squeakers back in the pocket, okay, and then I'll continue to press forward.
Okay. So as you both continue walking, eventually you hear this humming, and then the lights flicker and begin to dim. And you hear of the intercom.
The store is now closing. Please make for the nearest exit.
I'm going to look around. Are there exit signs?
There are. There are exit signs, or what appear to be exit signs, in some sort of weird language. And the arrow just kind of points in all directions.
Damn it. Bill?
When did we arrive at the fence?
It was probably around 4 p.m. So after you've been walking around for a few hours and things, it's about 6 p.m. now.
I'm still, hello? I'm wondering.
Yeah, neither one of you can hear each other.
I'm going to look straight up. What does the ceiling look like?
Looks like a normal tile ceiling.
Tile ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. How are the shelves? How close are the shelves to the ceiling?
From where you're standing, you cannot make it out. The ceiling looks to be extremely high up, maybe 160, 180 feet.
And the shelves definitely wouldn't be that high.
Oh, the shelves are extremely tall, so you can't tell whether or not they reach that high.
Is there a shelf near me that looks safe enough to climb?
They all look pretty sturdy shelves. They vary in height, but the most of them are pretty sturdy and tall.
Here I go. Would you look at that? That's a 1%.
Oh, so you make it a good way up. You climb about halfway up this thing. So you're about 70 feet in the air right now.
Ooh, don't look down. Don't look down.
Do you want to continue climbing?
Yeah, I'm probably going to die. I'm probably going to go splat. Nope. That's a 98.
You begin to fall. Now I'll give you one more roll to see if you can catch yourself.
Athletics.
Athletics. You begin to climb up and you misplace your footing and your hand slips off of one of the shelves and you fall back.
Shit. Nope.
So you're falling and you failed to catch yourself. So now we have to do, I'm going to have to roll a percentile to see if you survive your fall.
Shit.
Once you have it, you survive your fall. But you're going to take 6 points of fall damage as you thud onto the ground.
I got the wind knocked out of me.
And I need you to roll me a con times 5 to see if you stay conscious.
Yeah, it's a 24 under 80.
Okay, so you stay conscious, but you're in some pain. You got the wind knocked out of you, but you're coming back around.
Fuck. Okay, don't do that. Fuck. I'm going to wait till I get my breath again.
Okay.
Pick myself up.
Okay, as you pick yourself up, you see a figure around the corner.
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
This figure rounds the corner and it seems abnormally short, wearing blue jeans and a yellow shirt. And as you start to become undazed and your vision starts to clear, you see it has no facial features and its arms are abnormally long. And it continues to say to you, "The store is now closed. Please exit the building," and it comes running at you with this ferocity. And it picks up a broom and shatters it off and begins to run at you with the spear type broom handle.
Oh shit, I'm running the opposite direction.
Okay, so you begin to run. Our lovely little computer nerd Roll me a alertness.
Nope, that's 60 out of 21.
Okay. So you're just walking through the aisles, minding your own business, and you hear from behind you, the store is now closing. Please exit the building. And you hear rapid footsteps behind you. And as you turn to look, the figure from before, the abnormally tall person with very short arms, is running at you and has absolutely no facial features.
Okay, that's weird. I'm going to dip through different aisles. I'm just going to zigzag and...
All right. Well, here is where we're going to do a series of rolls. So I need you to roll me dex times fives.
67 out of 60, so no.
No.
Ooh, 59 under 70.
Okay, so you are flying. You are
not
flying,
today,
Doc.
IKEA.
Unfortunately for you, however, you are starting to feel the fatigue of wandering around again all day. And having no food, you're getting tired, hungry, and out of breath. And this thing is rapidly gaining on you. So I need both of you to justify to me what you're going to do next. And I'll base that off of your role.
I will probably try to zoom through different aisles to try to lose them.
Okay. So you're going to be a dex again. You're going to need me another dex roll.
That's what I was trying to do earlier.
Okay. So give me another dex roll.
Nope. 99 out of... 70.
That's a critical fail.
Shit, I slip and fall and smash my face.
You do slip and you will slip and fall, yeah. What'd you get?
6%.
Okay, so you managed to dip, dodge, duck and weave, and you're losing them. You, however, trip over some boxes in the aisle, and yours is rapidly gaining on you now. And you scurry back up and...
Oh, I'm not going to do the iconic horror movie Woman Fall.
Do you want to do the iconic or
no. That's what popped in my mind.
I think the doc's a badass, so she's like, oh fuck, and it just gets up and starts running again.
She smashed squeakers when she fell.
Yeah. She smashed squeakers.
Aww.
But anyway, yeah, so you take off running again, and I'd say he's probably a good 15-20 feet behind you.
Shit.
Yours is a good distance behind you, about 60-70 feet behind you. So, comes the next series of rolls. What would you guys like to do?
Attempt to do the same thing.
Okay, dex.
Same.
Dex again.
Nope.
That's a 4% under 70.
Nice.
81 out of 60.
Okay, so you're running and you're getting exhausted. You got that burst of energy and then you expended it quickly. So this thing's catching up on you again. So you had about a 60-70 foot lead. It's gotten back up to you about 40 to 50 foot now. And you, with your 4%, you managed to do some ducking and diving, and you managed to lose it a little bit. So you got a 60-70 foot lead. So brings the last roll. What would you guys like to do?
Try to ditch him for good.
Okay.
I'm going to try and knock stuff down as I'm running.
Okay. I need you to give me a strength roll, and I need you to give me a dex then.
Man, these shelves are too heavy. 74 out of 55.
Nice. That's 6% under 70.
Nice. So you dip, dive, dodge again, and you end up losing him in the store. You are out of breath, and you are in the lawn care section. You, however, try to pull some things off the shelf and it just doesn't work for you. You try to stick your arm out and try to stop some boxes and end up just knocking your arm back and kind of knocks you off balance. And this thing is rapidly catching up on you. And as you are about to round the next corner, you run into a dead end and this thing pounces at you. And it is going to attack you. Let's see if he hits.
Do I get a dodge?
You do. What'd you get?
20 out of 30.
Okay, so you managed to dodge him. And he just kind of runs into the shelf and he just keeps screaming at the top of his lungs. The store is now closing. Please exit the building. And what would you like to do?
I'm going to try book it.
All right. Go ahead and roll me a dex.
26 out of 60.
Okay. So, yeah, you book it. You duck past him and keep running down this aisle. And as you pass, I need you to roll me an alertness. And you can roll an alertness as well here.
Nope.
No.
So you don't even look to your left, and you are just continuing straight. And yeah, you book it out. Roll me another dex if you're going to keep trying to lose them.
24 out of 60.
Okay. So yeah, you duck behind another aisle. Give me another alertness as you move left.
Oh, even worse. That shelf was right there.
You need to also give me another alertness.
69 over 42.
All right, so you both continue to head straight. And you're both heading left now. What would you like to do?
Well, if that thing's still after me, I'm still going.
Okay.
I'm clear of mine, right?
You're clear of yours, yeah.
Okay.
You're just kind of wandering at this point.
Yeah, I'll just keep wandering.
Okay. Daniel, give me another one.
8% out of 60.
All right. So you finally lose them. You duck into the left aisle again, and you lose them. Now, give me an alertness with advantage.
How much?
20.
Still not enough. 92 out of now 41.
All right. And what are you doing? You said you were just...
I'm wandering.
Just
like
wandering.
Still looking for
okay.
Something.
Give me an alertness with advantage. 20.
Finally. That is 11 under 42, but 62 with the advantage.
So you are looking forward and you happen to catch a blur and you realize, oh shit, that's Bill.
I'm going to go towards him quick, like quickly.
So as you run quickly and you see him just dart between these two aisles and you get up to that aisle and you look, he's just headed straight.
Bill. And I'm heading towards him. Bill.
Do I hear?
Yeah, you hear somebody yelling Bill from behind you, but you don't know who it is.
And it'd be a female voice.
Mm-hmm. I'll try and look back while making sure I'm going straight. Not in
the okay, as you look back, you see the doc.
I'll slow down.
There was this crazy short something after me with long ass arms.
Yeah, apparently the store's closed.
Oh, it's after you too. Let's keep going.
No, mine was different.
Oh.
So as you're wandering, the lights dim even further.
Well, it's a good thing I have my cell phone. I can use the flashlight on it should it go completely out.
Maybe we should hide somewhere.
We should.
Until the store opens.
Let's look for a good hiding place. We'll look for something secure.
Okay. So what are you looking for that's secure? I mean, it's an IKEA. Right now, you guys are in the bedroom furniture section.
Oh, perfect. Under the bed?
It's secure from monsters.
I mean, I guess we could see something coming, potentially.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to crawl under a bed.
Guess we'll go under the same bed, because then they'll have to...
Okay. So as you're hiding under the bed, I need you both to roll me stealths.
Nope, that's 54 out of 10.
Oh, shit. No, 96 over 10.
So you guys are hiding under the bed and you see one of these creatures with one short arm, one long arm, and it's... rather tall as well. It kind of looks around and then looks under the bed and it looks at you. What you can only assume is looking at you since it has no face. And it says, "The store is now closing. Please exit the building." And it comes and runs at you and just flips the bed.
Can I pop a shot?
You can. Go ahead.
37 over 21.
You're going to get advantage because you're close range.
Ah, sweet. Well, then I guess I'd make it if it's a plus 20.
Yep, plus 20. So go ahead and roll me some damage.
5 points of damage.
All right, so you shoot this thing in the chest, and it kind of gets knocked back a little bit. And it looks at its shoulder, and it's bleeding red blood. And it just looks at you and goes, "The store is now closing. Please exit the building." And it lunges for you.
Can I say something as it's lunging?
Yeah.
Where's the exit?
Doesn't. All right, go ahead and dodge? You get a dodge.
No.
Okay, so it grabs you by the throat and begins to strangle you. You're going to shoot it?
Yeah, I'm going to try shooting it.
Okay, go for it.
Do I have an advantage being close?
You do.
Wow.
Oh no, I failed it by 4%, even with the advantage. I got 45 out of 41.
Oh. Okay, so you pop a shot and you're shaking at this point, and the shot goes wild.
Can I still, he just has me around the throat, right? Mm-hmm. Can I still pop a shot in his face?
You can.
Boom.
Alright, go ahead and roll. You'll get no advantage because you're calling a shot and you're close range, so it's no advantage because it balances each other out.
This is going to end up miserably then. Yeah, no.
So you go wild. You're starting to lose vision. You go wild. Okay, I need you to roll me a con times 5.
58 under 80.
Okay, you'll take 1 point of hit point damage.
I might end up dying this episode, just saying. Dead.
All right. So, he's just going to continue to strangle you on his turn. Daniel, you're up.
All right. If I still have an advantage, I'm going to try and shoot him. Nope.
The shot goes wild again. You are just terrified of this thing as it's real close to you.
I'm going to, this time I'm not calling shot. I'm
just going to shoot. Okay. So go ahead and take your plus 20.
Oh, yeah. I would have got it without the, I should have called it because that's a 7%.
Yeah. So you shoot it right in the chest and roll me some damage.
Another 5 points of damage.
Okay. So this thing takes another shot in the chest and it kind of loosens its grip on you. I will allow you to make a strength roll. See if you can break its grip.
Nope.
Okay. So, doesn't loosen the grip. However, you're not going to lose any hit points this turn as it's loosened its grip on you. And on its turn, it's going to begin strangling you again. But there are two holes in its chest. So, Daniel.
All right. Maybe I'll hit this time.
If it had another long arm, it would have probably slapped that gun out of your hand. But since it's got like a T-Rex style arm on one side and a... Yeah, it's not working out.
So if I have advantage, that's 30 out of 41.
All right, go ahead and deal me some damage.
Wow, I must have grazed it because that's 1 point of damage.
So you did 1 point of damage?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need you to roll me an additional D6.
Six.
Okay, so as you fire the gun and it impacts this creature, it gets jarred back. And though instead of grazing it, it's almost like the bullet kind of curved to hit directly in this thing's stomach.
Magic bullet.
And it takes a step back again and it loosens its grip again. You can roll another strength.
Yeah, that's a 17 under 60.
So you manage to pry its hand open and you fall to the ground and you fall a good 7 feet. And you kind of get back up. What would you two like to do?
I'm going to pop another shot at him. No, 47 over 41.
Yeah, you shoot wild. You're just now getting your breath back. What do you like to do?
Still at advantage?
Yeah.
That is a 2% out of 41.
Okay.
Two
points of damage, okay? So you shoot him and it clips him.
That's all I'm good at.
All right. So it's its turn again, and now it's going to lunge at you and grab you with its arm. So I need you to roll me a dodge.
Damn it. 86.
Okay. Well, it got you. So it snatches you up and it begins to strangle you as well. So it's got him in a death lock now.
I'm going to shoot him again. Well, try to.
Okay.
No. Missed again.
So your shot goes wild. And it brings us to Bill's turn.
I'm going to try and fire. That's a 5% out of 41.
All right, so that is critical success. So double damage.
That is 9 damage then.
9 damage. So as you shoot this thing one last time, you sink it right into where its heart should be, and it just kind of drops you and stutters back and then lets out this hellacious scream and then just falls on the floor and bleeds out.
We need to get out of here quickly before the other ones are drawn to this.
And as you say that, you hear an odd whistle coming from above you. As you look up, you see a bunch of people and what look like head wraps and scarves carrying spears. And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode.
We gonna die.
Thank you for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
This is the O5 Council. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to attend this briefing. If you have any further questions, you can contact us on the Robots Radio Discord. Links are in the show notes below. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and await further instructions. O5 Council out.
Hello, gentle listener. Every Friday, be sure to tune in.
What the hell are you doing, Ampersand?
Hi, Charlie. I'm sorry. I broke in.
I thought I was the only one to talk to myself.
Well, I'm letting everyone know about
the Fumbling Four and the Almighty Crit.
Woo-hoo!
It's a 5e live play podcast. Join us every week.
Where do we find it, you old crusty coot?
Anywhere you can get all your podcasts.
Woo-hoo!
Find it every Friday, you stupid cat!
What up, Tonight City? You're listening to N54 Radio. This is DJ Sparks bringing you a new hit show from Night City, Cyberpunked, a Cyberpunk Red live play podcast. Listen as a ragtag group slamming on the corpos, survive the streets, and try to keep from being flatlined. You can tune in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. DJ Sparks out!